This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
This is not Memorex. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. For those of you who have been, I think the last time I was on live was on Wednesday last week anyway, so I'm very glad to be back amongst you. We're going to kick off this week with the guy who kicked off the Catalonia uprising in Spain this past week. He did it all by himself and probably led to the resolution that we now have there. Stephen DeAndrilli and his cohort, Roger Katz, both of Arbalest Quarrel. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Bill.
Hi, guys.
So, Stephen.
Yes.
You were over there in Catalonia. You were over there in Spain and a few other places there. Tell me, what is it like over there if you and I went over there to live over there? Which guns can we keep? Which guns do we have to get rid of? What's the deal with all of that?
Yeah, well, let me just give you a quick background. We flew in, my wife and I flew in to Barcelona. We checked into our hotel. And, you know, there's a time difference, so we had to go out and wake up a little bit. And so I went out to get a few cups of espresso coffee, which we love to drink anyway. But I walk outside and... I don't want to exaggerate, but I ran into a crowd bigger than I've ever seen in my entire life. There had to be tens of thousands of people right in front of the hotel, which was located across the street from the University of Barcelona. And the crowd, and I say crowd not in a bad way, but in a way to mean that there were so many people, really, maybe even a half a million people. That probably went as far as 10 square blocks, if not more, which closed down traffic throughout the city, incoming and outgoing. But they were all, as far as I could see, peaceful. They consisted of young and old, men and women, children, infants, and all they wanted was to let their voices be heard. That as Catalonians, which, by the way, this is a group of people in northern Spain that that generate about 20 or more percent of the gross national product of the entire country and are taxed accordingly. They have their own flag. They have their own language. And they actually have their own government building and prime minister that represents them. And all they want is to secede from Spain. And what we did see is some police acting quite violently against some of the protesters. Now, I don't know if the fake media and CNN or other news media here in the United States purposely did not show this, but some of the... news media outlets in Spain did actually show the police beating on women and elderly. And I can't see why, because no one has a gun in Spain. And let me now answer your question about guns. When I say no one has a gun, I mean no one can legally, except for the police, have a handgun. And from what I'm told, that I'm getting conflicting, stories, because I did speak with people, all different kinds of people, all different levels of education, all different occupations, and I even spoke with a lot of police officers, and I was told that the police carry a gun while on duty, like in Japan, but when they finish their tour of duty, they turn their gun into the station house and it's locked up. And I was told, when I asked, well, when you retire, can you carry a gun? And I was told no. Now, in Portugal, I was told yes. So, I, again, we were on vacation. I wasn't doing an academic research study. I wasn't there to, you know, to publish anything on it. We may actually do that. We may go back and find out more or even do it from here. But I did, through walking, which we did a lot of walking around, sightseeing, not only in Barcelona, but throughout Spain. But while we're talking about Barcelona, my wife and I, through our strolling around the beautiful streets of a beautiful city with very friendly people, otherwise, with the exception of this situation, we ran into a gun store. And I was shocked after hearing that no one could have a gun. So I gave my card, the obelisk card, to the gun owner of the shop, and the shop owner gave me his card. I actually got two. I got one for Roger, and we had a conversation. And he had some Glock pistols in his showcase. And I said, "Wow, can someone get these?" I said, "No." He said, "No, these aren't real. They're props." I said, "So what kind of gun can a person get in Spain?" He said, "Well, we're allowed to hunt, and you have to have a permit. And you're allowed to have a rifle for hunting purposes only and a shotgun for hunting purposes only." And he had a very nice store. He had beautiful guns, over-unders. You know, he had side-by-sides. He had some beautiful, firearms, absolutely good quality firearms. And I said, "Well, what about if a person has a rifle or a shotgun in their home and someone breaks in and seriously threatens them with serious violence, immediate danger?" He said, "Well, you can't shoot them." I said, "You're kidding me." He said, "No." And I said, "Can we have a conversation? I think we'd like to do an article about you." And he said, yeah, let's get in touch. And Alejandro, who you remember was on the show when he was visiting us here in New York during the summer, is going to follow up on that. He's going to be our reporter. Reporter Alejandro, an obelisk reporter in Barcelona, is going to go back to that shop, and we're going to give him some questions to ask, and we're going to do a nice article on it. But I hope I answered your question. There is no right to bear arms, and there is no right to defend yourself, from what I understand, in the entire country of Spain, including Catalonia.
It sounds a little bit like the UK, except that they like on the rifles. What is there like a limit on caliber that they can own? Or,
you know, I didn't get into that conversation. But let's just say, you know, you can get a permit to get a rifle, and you can get a permit to get a shotgun. And actually, driving through Valencia, through the countryside, Valencia to Cordoba, we saw a bunch of guys in hunting attire. With their shotguns folded properly and carried properly, and I could see what they were doing. And I asked Alejandro, who was our driver, I said, "Alejandro, what are those guys doing?" He said, "They're probably going for a rabbit." So I actually saw it too. But that's it. Once they get that rabbit, they go back and they have to lock up their guns. And if they have a break in or any threat whatsoever, they are not allowed to defend themselves, not only with a gun, but with any instrument whatsoever. I said, "So what do you do?" "Well, you call the police and you wait." Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, make it sound like you're getting your tires put on your car, don't it?
Yeah, so for all the complaints that we have about America, let's get on our knees and kiss the ground. I mean, you know, thank God for the Second Amendment, but thank God for, you know, some sanity that we have. And the key here, and what Roger and I would like to stress, and with your help, of course, is that we need to be ever vigilant about our rights.
Let me get you to hold right there so I can drive people to your website before we get too hyper-vigilant on that. I'll let you finish that on the other side. ArborlessQuarrel.com, that's where you can find the stuff that Roger puts out, that Stephen puts out. Now they have apparently a European bureau as well. I don't know where they stop. There's also featured writers on Amoland.com and right here every Wednesday night at Lock and Load. Going to be right back. We are definitely live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm sort of cheating on that, Jason. I mute whenever I'm not talking. Joining me tonight from Arbalest Quarrel are Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. Now, Stephen, do you want to finish your point, or do we want to launch right into going after the going
we
after
can take
the
up that point later at some point at some time? What I'd like to do is let Roger have a say, but introduce the reason for it with what I'm reading right now. I just got my NRA, America's First Freedom magazine, the November issue. And on page 27, There's a very brief article, so any of you guys that are getting that publication, I want to check it out. It talks about Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn, and he basically, according to the article, claimed that licensed concealed carry permit holders are driving up the violent crime in Milwaukee. Now, in August, the NRA had a big event which brought thousands of concealed carry holders into the town. And there was no incident of violence and no incidences that caused anyone to get arrested. In fact, it was very peaceful and there was no crime. So this is now just getting me rattled up again now that I'm back. Why are we not seeing the bills that are already in Congress, out of committee, debated, and on the floor, and national carry reciprocity? Why aren't we seeing it? Now, Roger and I wrote an article on Arbalist, and Roger's going to tell you about it, where we found out the reason. And two guys are responsible. Only two guys. And they happen to be Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Roger, take over.
All right, Steve. Yes, I've mentioned it before. There are two individuals that determine the course of legislation in the House, and that would be Paul Ryan as the Speaker and Mitch McConnell as the majority leader of the Senate. And no bill will get to the floor for debate and possible amendments to be discussed and eventually a vote. Nothing like that will happen unless it is with the blessing of Paul Ryan in the House and Mitch McConnell in the Senate. And I would assume that they are constantly in touch with each other so they know what each of them is thinking in terms of getting particular bills before the floor of the respective House of Congress. Now, of course, we also have to consider the importance of the president. Obviously, the president is going to be establishing the agenda, and I don't want to put the onus exclusively on Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. We have to talk about Donald Trump as president of the United States. Now, he made it very clear that the tax plan that he has in vogue, in fact, he's working on that probably as we speak, and the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, we're going to take precedence over anything and everything. Obviously, as to the Affordable Care Act, that has gone nowhere and involved a lot of each house spinning their wheels and probably losing a lot of, I would say, voter support.
Yeah, but Rod, let me cut in here. You know what? That's not our forte. The Arbalist Quarrel is going to deal with, we're going to try and lead this crusade, if you want to call it, to get national carry at the forefront. There are other organizations that could deal with the other very important issues of home care, health care, national security, immigration, et cetera. What I'm concerned about and what we want to tell Bill's listeners who are gun owners, or possible gun owners or thinking about owning a gun or go hunters, et cetera, you know what? It's time to take action. We need, now, well, Bill, you mentioned that you tried calling Ryan's office and you couldn't even get through, and I came up with a solution. Tell the operator at the phone, all right, if 1,000 people call her up and say, listen, why can't we get Ryan on the phone? You know, what is this? He's quick to take his government paycheck, but he's not quick enough to pick up the phone to take a call from his taxpayer. So, well, you know, let's talk about national carry reciprocity, nothing else.
Well, that's all well and good, but the fact is you have to get the president on board as well.
He said and, he'll sign it. He said he'll sign it. He said it at the NRA convention. I was there. I heard
well,
him. He's
all for it. Nonetheless, the president could very well tell Paul Ryan. He could make a public announcement. He could say very clearly and categorically that this is going to be a precedent of this administration.
All right. Hold on, Roger. I'm going to call him right now. All right. You continue with the show. I'm going to tell Mr. President Donald Trump that this is what Roger wants him to do. Okay.
Well, you make it sound as if it would be any easier to get a hold of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell than it would be to get a hold of the president.
I'm going to get him on the line right now. Okay. And you know while we're talking to him, let's get everybody to call that 202 number, Roger, and get these elected representatives on. Of us to know that we're holding them accountable. You know, while the president has many, many, as I said, many, many, many other important things to think about, and now he's got to think about the terrorist attack in New York and what the liberal media is trying to cover up this guy as what, a friend of the United States? Of course he's a threat to the United States. All right? And so what we need is national carry reciprocity, and we need it now. And you know what? If it's slipped in front of the president's desk, he'll sign it. I know he'll sign
it. All right. And the phone number is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121.
And what do you do if you call and you can't get through?
Well, who are you calling? I would be calling all of the members in the in the committees where this is sitting myself if it was up to me.
Okay. And what do you do when you can't get through to the person you want to speak with? What do you do?
The only one I've ever run into that I can't get a hold of is Ryan.
Ryan, yeah, because so. I even call the number and I get right through. So you
the
know
other 434 I can find, yeah.
Well, let's stop his paycheck. Let's stop his paycheck. I bet he'll answer then.
He probably will.
You know what? This will lead us to what we'll talk about in the last segment about this investigator Mueller. All right? Yeah, how much money?
Well, before you start into that and everything about all of that stuff, let me drive some traffic to Arbalest Quarrel, if you would be so kind, sir.
Okay, Bill. Calm down.
Yes, I've got to get control of myself. ArbalestQuarrel.com is where you can find all of this stuff. Amoland.com, they are featured writers there. They are featured guests here at Lock and Load. Steve has been overseas. I don't know if anybody can tell. He's been, you know, pent up a little bit. Good stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Be damned. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Still congested. I don't care. I'm glad to be back. Talking to my chums from Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. We're talking about the leadership in Congress. Now, I want to ask a question, okay? And Stephen, I want you to put on blood pressure cuff, and I want you to watch what's going on, okay? Okay?
Okay.
We're talking about the federal government here, which, you know, health care repeal was a slam dunk. Draining the swamp should be a slam dunk. This is exactly what the electorate that put Trump in there with his landslide electoral victory, this is exactly what they wanted, and yet they can't do any of it. I'm unaware of any major bills they have managed to pass. Now, the Republicans are going to have to step up their game between now and November of I would imagine between now and May of 2018. Otherwise, the die is going to be cast for some of these cats. And some of them are going to go anyway. They're already dropping like flies. Flake, Corker, you know, some of these guys are just not even going to run. But let's just to appease me, let's say everything is running smoothly and swimmingly and everything is functioning the way it's supposed to. From conception to, I guess, confirmation with the president signing off on it, in the best hope, the best world situation, how long should it take a bill to go through Congress?
Well, I think Roger would be best qualified for that. But if the pressure is there, you see how quick Congress can act. In cases where it must act.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is the thing that I don't know if you may be thinking about, Stephen. For the establishment, for the Bill Kristols and for the McCains and for the Lindsey Grahams, they can't afford for Trump to succeed. That has got to be one of the biggest impediments out there, because if Trump is successful, That changes the whole dynamic of government as we have known it up to this point, because you got a guy who's never been in government running it, and
okay,
he's going to...
Right. You know what, Bill? Let's assume that you're right.
Yeah.
I have an answer, and I have a solution. And I'm not a genius.
Okay.
What does that then lead to? That leads to the same thing that has always existed in government. The people.
Right.
The people need to tell these guys clearly, this is what we want. We want national carry. And you know what? And if you're going to be the guy that's going to get in the way, we're going to make sure you don't get reelected. And if you're not even looking to get reelected and you're looking to just bow out, you know, and then get all the royalty and all the health care insurance and all the pension money that you're going to get because you were a senator or a congressman, et cetera, you know what? We're going to let everybody know about that, too. And we're not letting you go out with honor. So there's the answer. It falls back to us, the people. It falls back to, again, it starts with that 202 number, but it doesn't end there. It starts with your local gun store, your local gun shop, your school. Plato once said, it's about who teaches the children and what they and what the teachers teach them. Who teaches them and what they teach them. It's also about what we tell our politicians. It starts everywhere. Everywhere you go. In fact, I'm a big advocate of boycotting. Big advocate of boycotting.
What would that mean, Stephen? Boycott what? The thing is that Stephen puts a lot of faith on the power of the individual and the power of the vote. And I've been doing a lot of research and a lot of reading, and it's very clear to me that much of it is overstated. We did get a president in office that by all possible polls and logical, rational thinking would never have gotten in. And there's a great attempt to get him out. In fact, I was looking at the, I happened to thumb through the New York Times. There's literally a full page ad taken out by another so-called anti-fascist group. They say November 4th, there's going to be a huge march and protest, the nightmare must end. They're saying the Trump fence regime must go. There's so much pressure. And Donald Trump is trying to create, as it were, a coalition, something in Congress.
Right.
He obviously supported a senator, this Strange, I guess his name is, who actually was a friend of McConnell, and actually the people voted against him. They actually voted for a Tea Party candidate,
right,
which by all intents and purposes would be the sort of person that the president
come out more. Well, let me ask you one question without getting all these details and everything. With these people like Flake and Corker, these two senators that were never going to vote for national reciprocity, they're dropping by the wayside. You're going to have a bunch of House members that are, you know, most, I would imagine these 10 that brought up this bill about the bump stocks, they're going to be gone. And some of these other guys, I would expect to see a few Eric Cantors in 2018. Is it important, in your opinion, because it is in my opinion, if we can't move it right now to keep it alive until we do pass it? Is it more important to keep it alive until we do pass it and do like the liberals do, do like the leftists have always done? They, even if they put something up for a vote, they turn right around and file it all over again. They just never, ever, ever give up. Is that a good strategy? I agree we should have it right now. We shouldn't even
be
having to discuss
this. We have to depend on the Freedom Caucus, Bill. I would have to go back to 2015. Remember John Boehner stepped down. He had enough. And there was a big fight for who was going to be the new Speaker of the House.
Right.
And there was a push that either to get a mainstream candidate like Kevin McCarthy, but there were two Tea Party candidates. There was Tom Price of Georgia and Jim Jordan of Ohio. And apparently the powers that be would not have it. And they created the myth that somehow Paul Ryan would be able to square the circle and be the best of both parties, but the best of both right and left of the Republican Party. But that wasn't the case at all. And so what we're just imagine if Jim Jordan or Tom Price had been the Speaker of the House, I don't know if we would have national handgun carry reciprocity, but we know damn well that it would have been on the floor of both the House and the Senate, and those bills would be fought over. Clearly, Paul Ryan and the centrists don't want it, and in that respect, they are no different than the Democrats. And a lot of it really goes back to what is the great fear? And the fear is that these people in Congress, the centrists are still in control. And but if Stephen's right about one thing, 2018 is going to be dangerous. There's about, 24 seats open and in the House, and 23 of those apparently were in districts that Clinton won. And if we're going to have any chance, real chance, of passing any pro-Second Amendment legislation, whether it's national handgun carry reciprocity or the guaranteed Second Amendment bill, any one of those, we better do it sooner rather than later.
Right. Let me get you hold right there. We're coming up on the break. You guys talk amongst yourselves and figure out if you want to talk about Mueller or finish this up. Either way, I'm happy. I'm happy just being live tonight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. We're just barely scratching the surface of the tip-top of the point of the gigantic iceberg that is government as we try to wade through the minutiae they put in place as we try to get something going here good in the United States. Joining me to try to make sense of all of that is Roger Katz, Stephen DeAngeli of Arbalest Quarrel. Now, do we want to move on to Mr. Mueller? Do we want to give him his pound of flesh tonight, or do we want to snatch it from him, or whatever we're going to do with him? What do we?
Yeah,
want to do?
I'd like to talk about it a little bit. I don't think that we can ignore it, considering that all the news stations. Whether it's Fox News or whether it's MSNBC, they're all talking about it. I'll say this much. Look, Mueller, for all the time and effort, and we don't know how much money he spent. Obviously, he has to submit a budget to Congress to pay for his bills and those that he hires. And my guess is that he's already racked up tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. And what have we gotten for it? Well, think about it. He's filed an indictment a few days ago against Manafort and Gates, all right? And what are the indictment? What does it read, basically? The fact that these people apparently had laundered millions of dollars through, I don't know, various corporate entities for personal goods and services and didn't explain or file activity, filed the appropriate documents indicating that they were involved with foreign governments. But it has nothing to do with supposedly the reason that Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, appointed Mueller in the first place, which was basically to look for Russian collusion in the 2016 election. And what do we have that it possibly deals with that? Well, there is an indictment, not an indictment, apparently a very, very low-level individual that no one ever heard of before. A 29-year-old kid, George Papadopoulos, supposedly they say that he was a foreign advisor to Trump, had ostensibly attempted to have Trump meet with various Russians and supposedly to work up a conspiracy about getting Trump elected. I mean, it's all ridiculous. And if this is the best that Mueller can do, then we would wonder why he was ever appointed in the first place. The FBI itself could have done the investigation if they were going to go after Manafort, and it had absolutely nothing to do with Trump. And it had nothing to do with supposed collusion with Russia or the fact that the Russians may have been involved in our election activities. And here we are. So what we have are probably tens of millions of dollars, which is the real story. And the fact that Mueller was the FBI director at the time that he must have signed off, along with Rosenstein and McCobb and Holder, when Clinton was using the State Department selling favors in order to make several hundred million dollars selling our uranium to the Russians. But apparently,
why should our listeners, Bill's listeners tonight, our pro-gun people, be interested in this? And why should every other citizen give a hoot? What's the thing? Taxpayers' dollar, our money.
Well, what we're dealing with is an incredible corruption and an attempt to topple a legitimately, popularly elected president. That's
right.
What's really going on here. And using taxpayer money, our money, to attempt to topple Trump. That's what it's all coming down
to. And for the gun owner, it's the president that's going to sign the bill for national carry reciprocity. So let's save this guy. And in answer to Bill's question, should we wait? Should we move on it now? Let's move on it now. We're ready. Just like Martin Luther King said, any justice delayed is justice denied.
Yeah, but Stephen, I didn't say wait.
Okay.
I said maintain.
Maintain. Okay.
If we're going to, I got no problem going getting after it right now. I mean, there has to be some way to put pressure upon them.
Yeah.
And just today, McConnell showed that he does have a little bit of fortitude because he got them to. He finally just said to the Democrats, "Shut up. We're going to confirm this Seventh Circuit judge," and they did.
And that's it. There
Which
you go.
Part of the problem is that they have been playing this game where, for some reason, the Republicans want to use the gentleman's rules, which the Democrats are not part of that game plan. And, the establishment Republican, I mean, they're just a bunch of namby-pamby punks, as far as I'm concerned.
They're a bunch of wimps, and they got to go, and we got to make sure. We had this conversation this afternoon about, you can't play by rules that the other parties are not going to adhere to. There is no compromise. The Second Amendment is a natural right. Let me correct that. We have a natural right of self-defense. It's an inalienable right. The Second Amendment codifies that right, and the Second Amendment stands. And there's no treating the Second Amendment like a privilege to be licensed and stuff like that.
There's one other thing I want to get out, Stephen. It's actually more than a right. When you think about it, the First Amendment, when you talk about the right of free speech, as well as the Second Amendment, is a power as well as a right. It's basically a power that keeps government in check. Basically, you've got the three branches that supposedly keep themselves in check. We don't see that. But the people can keep government in check through the power of the firearm.
Let's get as many people as we can to call that 202 number. I've said it many times. Put it in your phone on the favorites. Keep it next to 911 in your car and everywhere. And keep on calling. Get these guys so frustrated that they're so tired of hearing from you until they say, okay, all right, we got it.
One question now. Trump had a Second Amendment advisory board.
Yeah, Pence is in charge of it.
He sort of owes the NRA. Now, have we sort of looked at, I mean, the NRA took a whole lot of heat over bump fire stocks when they were trying to get Congress to move on national reciprocity since Las Vegas. So have we contacted, or has anybody talked to anybody in the NRA saying, why are you guys in the middle of your little infight? Are you guys trying to move the chains, any boys?
Well, I'll call the NRA tomorrow. I'll find out what's going on. I mean, and one thing I got to say, I will always support the NRA. They are the only institution, the only organization, the oldest civil rights organization that we have to defend our rights. And just like anybody or any organization, any religion, there is nothing perfect in this world. So if I have something that I disagree with the NRA, I will tell them privately. I don't believe in publicizing it, Bill. I don't believe we need to be a house divided, because the anti-gun people will use that as ammunition and see that we are a house divided. And the same, and that's why I'm so angry at these centrist Republicans. If you have a problem with the Republican Party, or you had enough of it, then just get out. Don't bash it. And if you don't like what Trump is doing or a particular thing that he's doing, okay, talk to the man yourself. Don't go on national television and do an interview bashing him and the Republican Party and still be a Republican. All right? That don't go in my book. That's not what it's all about. That's not the way I was brought up. And in the schoolyard, if you did that, you were a rat and you got your butt kicked. You see how I covered myself carefully?
You can't advocate for that today, though, Stephen. You will get people in trouble. PC.
I'm not talking about physically doing anything. No, I was just saying, in other words, when you're in the schoolyard as a young kid and you're a rat, you're going to get your butt kicked. That's what I meant. I don't mean any physical violence. We got to hold these guys to the fire. Let me ask one question.
We're running out of time, though, Roger. We're running out of time.
All right, I'm sorry.
We've run out of time. Enter DeAndre Lee. Find the guys, find Stephen, find Roger at ArbalistQuarrel.com, as featured writers at Amoland.com, and as featured guests right here at Lock and Load every Wednesday. Fellows, thanks very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, and thanks for listening.
There you go. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Rob Moore's self-defense gun stories, chewing over whatever comes across our bowels. We'll probably talk a little bit about the terrorist event. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.